Burt Show.
All right. Well, I have to confess that I am a driver and texter. I do text while I drive. I've not signed the Oprah Pledge, and I have not followed Governor Perdue's new Caleb's Law just yet.
As a side note, have you ever seen that picture? I think it was like 2 months ago it came out, of the dude that died that was basically just one half of his body.
Ooh.
At a...
There's a couple pictures like that. Is this the guy who hit the 18-wheeler?
While
the girl?
He was texting?
Yeah, and she went underneath it or something?
Yeah.
And
this picture was spreading all over the internet, basically saying, do not text and drive because this can happen to you. And it's the most graphic picture I've ever seen on the internet.
Yes, and I drive an Audi from Jim Ellis Audi, and I confessed to them. I said, you know what? And one of the things I do with them is I, you know, they sell leases, and so I... trade a car in every so often and drive a car for them. And so it's time to trade the car in. And I confessed to them this. I said, you know what? Katie, Joe, and I both try to make agreements with each other, promises with each other. We're going to put our phone in the trunk. We're going to throw our phone in the floorboard. But it's just, I unfortunately just can't get out of the habit. If the phone is there, then I'm going to text because I feel like, I guess, I have to be efficient with my time. And for some reason, I need to text at that moment. So,
and your girlfriend is on her phone more than you're on yours.
But she doesn't text as much driving as I do.
So she
abuses the phone when she's just, you know,
well,
in public.
Spending quality
time
with you.
Dinner with you.
Is Katie actually speaks on the phone to people. Melissa will not speak to people.
That is correct.
So Katie can just call somebody and say, oh, you want to meet Melissa and I for dinner tonight? Yeah, that's cool. Meet you at that pizza joint we like at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Whereas Melissa's like, how about pizza send?
9 years, correct. I have no idea what Melissa Carter's voice sounds like on a phone. Because it always goes to voicemail or she texts right back.
Well, and I'm a recovered telemarketer. I just cannot be on the phone. So I talked to them over there, and I talked to Tracy over there at Jim Ellis Audi, and I said, I need a manual transmission. You know, I used to drive a stick, and I haven't driven a stick in a long time, and I kind of miss it. But the main reason that I'm going back to manual transmission is so I don't text while I drive.
Because you have two hands working.
Because I have to. I mean, because it's to the point that I have to do that in order to keep from texting and driving. And it's a terrible thing. And every time I do it, I know I'm testing fate. And so this time I'm not going to make that mistake anymore.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you a sort of an ethical safety question. Because this is what I've done now. I will not text while I'm driving. But if I'm stopped at a light, is that safe?
No.
That's
not safe. And I'll tell you why. Because if I'm behind you, it is only a matter of time before I ram my car in the ass end of your car for not noticing the light because I can see the freaking device in front of your face.
Hey, like when it hasn't happened between you and I yet. Why are you so angry?
When the light is red and it
turns
green, it would be cool if there was like, I don't know, some red light camera, somewhere where there's a camera that's been installed at a intersection for the past 10 years. Because I would like to know 5 years ago in an average 7-day period, how many people got honked at that intersection?
You're the angry horner, that angry honker too, aren't you? You're not just a little beep. You're the guy that goes over the top. went to green, and it's not a. That's not a little. Hey, just want to let you know that it went from red to green. It's yo, idiot.
I always think in my mind
when that happens, Yankee.
If I can see your device in your hand, yes, that's what I do.
Right.
Yeah. I lay on it. If I can see the fact that you're texting and that's why you weren't paying attention to the light, then I give you that.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was thinking too, and with manual transmission, because so many cars now try to do the clutchless, you know, it's both automatic and manual, you know, so the people can have whichever one they want, but that's just not the same. If you have a true manual transmission with a clutch, just like Jen said, you're busy. Your both hands are busy, and it... You know, it causes me to be paying attention to that rather than ever being able to pick up that phone.
Here's Don. Hey, Don, you're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, Burt Show. Good day. I just called to tell you all that I just know that law passed. And yesterday I was driving down 75 northbound, and somebody had both hands off the wheel going 65 miles an hour texting.
Wow.
Yeah, I see. I think everybody's seen something like that, too. Yeah.
Dangerous. I think it's a smart call, Melissa.
Totally.
I think it's a good call. And I don't, like typical car people say, that's like the right driving experience is when you can drive a stick.
Mm-hmm. I love driving
Melissa,
a stick.
Melissa drives 84 down a residential street with speed. Like, it's always Indianapolis 500.
You know what? But let me just call out Jeff Dollar, because you know what, Mr., I'm a 30-something-year-old man, you know, that...
Two.
with an 80-year-old trapped inside me, you go 15 on the interstate.
Hazards on.
Which is worse. Yes.
He's got his wraparound sunglasses on.
Why did you get somewhere, Jeff?
Melissa, I did that as a joke to you in 2001.
Whatever.
Let it go.
Whatever.
You know, I was nervous about yesterday's. You know, they were telling us about this new iPhone 4 that comes out, and yeah, it has video conferencing now. Imagine the people that are going to sit on their phone,
yes,
and watch their friends and talk to their friends while they're driving now also,
no,
man.
Can't do it.
Hey, Willie, what's going on?
Hey, I got Melissa's a problem solver for her texting and driving.
Okay.
Hey, if you have a BlackBerry or an iPhone, you can download text and drive, and it'll read it to you when you get a text, and you can say stuff back for you without you even touching your phone.
Is it any good, though? Because I think we've all noticed that the voice, you know, activated stuff doesn't really translate very well.
It is unbelievable.
Cool.
I mean, it works like you won't believe it. I mean, it's just, it's so easy. It's the full version is about $19.99. And
it's about,
you get that one, you can do everything with it. You can call straight through it. It'll read it to you. Then you can say, I want to send a message back. And it'll let
What's
you
that
it.
One called?
It's text and drive.
Because I'll try that one. Because the one I downloaded before was like, Melissa, meet you at the station at 4. And then it reads back to me. Amanda needs to go on vacation with a whore.
The Bird Show.